The death Friday of Muhammad Ali has had me remembering many stories I've heard over the years about the champ's career. Here's a story that we ran here a little over a year ago. It was about a fight in 1965. In those days, to be boxing's heavyweight champion was to enjoy global recognition. A title bout was as big as the seventh game of the World Series or the NFL championship game. There was no Super Bowl yet. But the 1965 fight in question went down as the worst mess in the history of sports. And for a fight that commanded worldwide attention, it happened in a very unlikely place, Lewiston, Maine.
The main event, 15 rounds for the heavyweight championship of the world.
It was a rematch. The challenger was the former champion,
Sonny Liston.
In the other corner, the champ, who had recently changed his name.
Muhammad Ali!
Previously known as Cassius Clay. The ring announcer, Johnny Addy, used Ali's new name there, but throughout that night's radio broadcast of the match, the sportscasters called him by the name Ali had abandoned.
Cassius Clay, who's shadow boxing right above us, weighed 260.
This is what I heard that night on New York radio station WHN. I was almost 18 and wouldn't have missed a heavyweight title fight. 22-year-old Phil Grice was listening too. He made this recording.
The referee has called the two fighters to the center of the ring, and let's listen to the instructions.
I know you're both in good condition.
The most amazing thing about this fight, before it began, was that it was in Lewiston, a small Maine mill town. It was supposed to be in Boston, but the DA there wouldn't have it. There were fears of organized crime being involved. There was a rumored death threat against Ali by members of the Nation of Islam.
So they scrambled to find a new venue, and most states wouldn't touch it.
Gary Robinoff has made a documentary about the fight and its lasting effect on Lewiston. He says the fight organizers scrambled because tickets had already been sold for closed-circuit telecasts of the bout.
And they got hold of a gentleman by the name of Sam Michael. Sam was a pawnbroker and former economic growth counselor in Lewiston, and he was also a small-time fight promoter. And they got hold of Sam, and Sam got hold of the then state boxing commissioner, George Russo, and they both got in touch with the governor. The governor agreed to let the fight be held there, and the governor signed the announcement on May 7th. So these guys had, 17, 18 days to put together a World Heavyweight Championship fight in Lewiston, Maine.
In a city of about 40,000 people, in an arena that had only 2,500 paying customers. And such a mess it began with the Broadway star Robert Goulet singing the Star Spangled Banner. I can remember this.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early night.
That's true. There are several stories behind it. That he had been entertained by family and friends before the fight and maybe had a couple of cocktails. Another was that he was so nervous he had written the lyrics on the palm of his hand, and he was so nervous and sweating that they blurred on the palm of his hand. But he got out of sync with the organist and messed up a couple of words, and it followed him for the rest of his life.
For the land of the free and the home of the
So, the night begins with a bungled Star-Spangled Banner, and then comes one of the strangest heavyweight title bouts that anyone ever saw or, like me, heard on the radio.
They're staring at each other. There's the bell, and here's Wes Hodges.
And Clay throws a right hand to the head and scores right away, comes in with a left and crosses with a right.
What went on? How long did it last?
It varies. The punch, or the phantom punch as it's referred to, occurred at a minute 44 into the first round.
Liston now is head bobbing and goes through his knees.
There's mass confusion caused by a calamity of events, one of them being that Jersey Joe Walcott, the former heavyweight champ, was actually the referee that night. Mm-hmm. And being a little inexperienced in that capacity, got out of sync with the official knockdown timekeeper. Muhammad Ali didn't immediately go to a neutral corner, which delayed the count. And by the time things got rolling, we're about a minute 56 in, Liston's back up, and the two fighters re-engaged. They actually fought. Most people don't realize that those guys actually started fighting again.
The judges now play on top of Liston. Goes to the left at the top of the head, now
And at that point, Liston is beckoned over to the timekeepers, and it's actually a gentleman by the name of Nat Fleischer was sitting behind the knockdown timekeeper.
A famous man in the world of boxing.
Yeah, he's the editor, founder and editor of Ring Magazine, and he is waving his arms saying he's been down for more than 10. He's been down for more than 10. This fight is over. So actually, in some strange way, the editor of Ring Magazine officially called the fight over.
Now here comes Jersey Joe Walcott and says it's all over. They raise Cassius Clay's hand, and it is all over, and they are going wild in the center of the ring.
I'm trying to imagine what it was like for the people of Lewiston, Maine, to have in there, in this town of about 40,000 people, a huge press corps. Yeah, there were hundreds of reporters there. Yeah?
Yeah, there was about 600 reporters. The arena held about 4,500 people. They sold 2,400 tickets. They figure with press, people that snuck in, vendors, and the like, the tickets they gave away, about 4,000 people were present.
In addition to the quantity of people who were there, there were some superstars.
Yeah, the Cinderella Man was there, James J. Braddock. It was an amazing parade, a who's who of boxing dignitaries. Add to that, Liz Taylor, Frank Sinatra, Jackie Gleason, celebrities from all around the country and the world are flying into this little town, Lewiston, Maine, to attend the World Heavyweight Championship, the biggest title in all of boxing, held in the smallest town ever, to the smallest attended audience ever, and the whole thing's over in a minute 44 seconds, or 2 minutes and 2 seconds, depending who you ask. And by the time they're seated and sipping on their first beer or adjusting their coats, the fight's over.
Gary Robinoff, thanks a lot for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Robert.
That was Maine filmmaker Gary Robinoff talking to us about Muhammad Ali's fight in Lewiston, Maine in 1965. He made a documentary about the fight called Raising Ali.
Didn't I tell the world that I had a surprise?
Right.
And that if I told you the surprise, you would not come to the fight. With me was Almighty Allah and His messenger, and I've been saying my prayers regular, living a righteous life,
right.
And as you see, what happened.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, let me ask you this, if I may. Cassius, wait a minute.
Muhammad.
All right, now wait.